Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
In front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
What's going on, everybody? This is Adam Potash, and I'm with Victoria Bays. How are you, Victoria?
Really good. How are you?
Fantastic. You are listening to The Approach Podcast. We have a lot going on, as usual, here at The Approach. I'm sure you have lots of good topics to talk about and questions.
Yeah, we've got loads of questions. I'm also going to go through some of the really exciting stuff that's been happening in our Facebook community, because our coaches have been running this non-scale victories all week. And honestly, like, I know that you can get pretty emotional about members' results, but like, for me, it's the non-scale victories that really like hit home with why people do this and why we help people. So it's been a really kind of emotional week seeing those all come in. So I want to share some of them.
Yeah. You know, the number on the scale, we've seen so many losses and numbers on the scale go down, all that. But when it becomes a non-scale victory, I think it becomes so personal, right? Like, and it's that other thing besides the weight loss. And so I get it 100%. Yeah. I like those even more.
100%. So yeah, we'll go through those at the end so that we finish on an emotional high with those. So why don't we start with some members' questions?
Yeah.
And then that will lead us into talking about like the power of intermittent fasting for prevention against illnesses, which I really want to talk about.
Let's talk about, before we do that, you know, this coffee thing, I know we've probably talked about this on this podcast before, but guys, I just wanted to make a note for everybody. Nothing can go in that coffee in the morning. Want to do intermittent fasting. I was going through like probably 500 TikTok messages on the plane the other day. And, it's just everybody's questions were, can I put this in my coffee? Can I put that in my coffee? Yeah. I'm like, black coffee people. So if you want to do intermittent fasting, if you want to burn fat, nothing can go in that black coffee. Just want to get that off my chest because
now I have no questions to ask you.
Yeah.
I know that I saw somebody did ask about like flavored coffee and whether they can have flavored coffee black.
Flavored coffee is fine. That's still black flavored coffee. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like one of these, like a sparkling water or whatever. That's perfectly okay. But nothing inside there.
So we've had a few questions about matcha. Can people have matcha instead of black coffee or tea?
Yeah. So matcha's, that's perfectly okay. My issue with it, and I generally say no, because I think people are going to Starbucks and getting their matcha latte or whatever, matcha this, matcha, and it's not just matcha. And so I think people have to be very careful with that. If you're just doing matcha, which if you had it by itself, isn't the tastiest thing in the world. So I think people just have to be careful. So 9 times out of 10, I'll actually just say, no, you can't have it. And I'm kind of funny that way. And I'm looking out for them more than obviously myself, but you can, but it's just has to be plain matcha. No funky, business with it.
Got it.
Yeah.
There was a big sort of debate earlier in the week about, is fat-free okay? Someone said, can I have a fat-free yogurt?
Oh, yeah.
And you said, absolutely not.
And
people had things to say about it. So I just wanted to know your opinion.
I saw, I think there was, I don't know where that was at, but I saw that a lot of people were chiming in or backing me up or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking for me, which is, I always think it's so cool. I'm like, all right, I'll just sit back and let you guys, they've heard me plenty to kind of chime in for me, which is, it's fun. I'm not a fan of anything that says fat-free or sugar-free or anything like that. I think people need to be aware that, number one, it's a humongous marketing thing. And have we gone down this road of where fat-free came into play? Have we talked about this?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, wow, we're going to get all geeky and dorky here. So what happened back, and I want to say, I'm going to get my dates wrong, but probably the 60s and 70s, you know, at this obesity thing really started to take off, right? Like our planet, maybe, you know, same thing happened in the UK, you know, certainly in the United States, the obesity rating just, you know, took off. And so one kind of counter to this is what they thought, without losing any money, because profits were still important, was that they would just title everything fat-free. And so what this did was, all they did was take out fat. So, oh my gosh, I have so much to talk about on this. So they could take out fat, put more sugar, call it fat free, mm-hmm. still remain the taste and flavor for the most part. So they were just putting in the fat in a different direction, right? Yeah. So they were calling something fat free and, you know, putting more sugar into it. The crazy part about this is, so they had to do something with all this fat. All right. So they were taking all this fat out of, gosh, this is so crazy. It's a crazy conversation.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people know this. So they were, do you know this?
No, I didn't think so.
Okay. So, wow, I'm getting excited. So they had to do something. They weren't just throwing out all this fat, right? So they were actually storing the fat that they were taking out of all these products. So it became so expensive to store all the fat that they didn't know what to do with. So they tried to solve one problem with calling things fat-free and taking out the fat. They did that, right? But they were just, again, putting the sugar in. So then they were taking all this fat and storing it, but the storage of all this fat was costing them so much money. They had to figure out what to do with all this fat. So they started selling the fat into like all these frozen products, like frozen pizzas, like had all this fat injected into it, all this. God. Yeah. So it's just, and it still happens. It still goes on. So that's what, yeah. So they basically took out fat in one place and put it into another product. And it's just the craziest thing. And this, you know, you talk about like, you know, 2% milk and fat-free milk. That's exactly what they started doing with it.
Right.
So like more, there's more sugar in skim milk than there is in whole milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this is a crazy, crazy conversation to go down, but that's like the gist of it. Why we don't do fat free items. It just means there's more sugar in it. Same thing goes with things that say no, or sugar free.
Yeah.
If it says no sugar added, that doesn't mean it doesn't have any sugar.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I think people mistake, right? Like if they see no sugar added, that doesn't mean it has no sugar, it just has no added sugar. It could have 30 grams of sugar, just nothing added, like apple juice, right? No sugar added apple juice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It still has 30 grams of sugar, 40 grams of sugar per serving, right? So, people got to be really careful with this stuff. Yeah.
Got it.
Lots of misinformation, lots of marketing tactics. Yeah.
Final question for today, which I think we've answered before, but it does come up a lot. I take medication and vitamins. When is the right time to take them when fasting?
Yeah. So recommended is vitamins are typically food soluble. So you'd want to take vitamins not really on an empty stomach. You could, you know, you feel a little grumbling if you do ever take vitamins on an empty stomach or something like that. So, and they work a little better, generally speaking, taken with food. With that said, medications generally won't break your fast.
Yeah.
So those can be taken. Obviously, with all this information, you know, get your doctor's approval and recommendation. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's certain medications that need to be taken with food. And so therefore my suggestion would be just either break your fast earlier.
Yeah.
Or if you can wait to take that medication, it's not a morning medication per se. You can take that medication with your first meal, with your vitamins.
Perfect. Love it. Maybe we need to do a whole other podcast about this fat-free stuff, because I feel like
a whole lot
to say.
Yeah, it's just a crazy, crazy how all this, I mean, and this kind of controversy goes on and on and on, to where basically the big companies, the Coca-Colas, the General Mills, I'm sure you have, like the Purdue's, like all these companies basically got together and they were like, what are we going to do about this obesity, you know, p- pandemic and they were like, we're not doing anything. Like, and so they basically just kind of reworked the whole system. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
They're basically, everyone was pointing the fingers at everybody out there. It's not Coca-Cola. It's not our fault. It's not the sugar over here. It's not the fat over here. And they basically just, okay, no one's going to do anything. All right, we'll move on. So, wow. Yeah.
So I want to move on to talking about like the power of prevention and I guess like the mindset behind looking after your body before anything, like you start to get any onset of illness or things like that. Because I think a lot of the time people wait to get an illness and then respond to that and make lifestyle changes once they, sometimes it's just if you feel that like you're getting older or you feel like you're slowing down a bit or you go to the doctor and they say, actually, you've got this or you've got that. And I know we have a lot of members who have different conditions who will come to us for that reason and say, actually, you know, I heard my friend did well and they've got the same thing as me and they've reversed it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to get your kind of thoughts on how you can get into that mindset of preventing things happening to your body and how intermittent fasting can assist your body really in looking after itself before anything starts to go wrong.
Well, first off, there's no money to be made in true healthcare, right? All the money is to be made in sick care. Yeah. And again, I'm sure it's the same in UK as it is here. Everything is sick care. Not a single thing is devoted towards true healthcare. Mm-hmm. Even our doctors, I mean, doctors learn what? 10,000 prescriptions in their schooling and their education. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not one point is really a healthcare. It's just the way our system is, and it's sad. It's a business. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I talked all about like there's no money to be made in empty hospital beds, right? Yeah. It's just they were comparing it to a restaurant to where if like your restaurant was only half full every day, like you'd go out of business.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same exact concept. And I just think people don't understand that. So to go back to your question of how intermittent fasting works in terms of true healthcare is that number one, our bodies again aren't designed to eat throughout the entire day. So that eating process, if we think about it in terms of energy, right? We have energy towards certain things in our body. If we're consuming food throughout the entire day, our body is taking 100% of our energy or a majority of our energy and using it to digest food and process that food. If we just gave our bodies the opportunity to rest, your body would take that same energy and do multiple different things with it, right? Like burn fat, restore cells in our body, repair cells, generate new cells. And as we know, I don't care what our health education is, our body is made up of trillions upon trillions of cells.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And people don't realize it. And it doesn't take long. It doesn't take years of doing this. People start seeing effects within the first couple of days, within the first week. And I'm like, and they're blown away. I'm like, yeah, I told you, like, it doesn't take long just because your body starts taking that energy to now repair itself. And that's the cycle that our body wants and needs. And also in talking about this, like our body wants to be at somewhat of a like a scared state, like at somewhat of a stressed state. That triggers good proteins in our body and things like that to be released. I know you see this whole like ice thing now. The ice, is that big in the UK?
Yeah, huge.
I'm not into it just yet. I'll wait a little while till I get into dunking my head in freezing water at 6 a.m. But there's benefits to it. I'm not knocking it. It's kind of like apple cider vinegar. I think it's great. I'm not doing it though.
Yeah.
do you do apple cider vinegar?
No. I definitely went through a stage when I did. I think when I was younger and I lived in London and I was a bit more trendy, I think we all did apple cider vinegar first thing in the morning. But
you're not so cool anymore.
I'm not so cool anymore. I've got other things to do.
So there is something to be said too about putting your body into a little stress. It is very positive. In this like fat and happy state, our bodies do not do well. That's where disease comes into play. Yeah. All these health concerns come into play. So, yeah. And we know all this information. It's crazy to me because we know all this. This is nothing new. These are 100-year-old studies and, we still don't get it. You know, we're still beaten up by the billions of dollars pushed towards marketing. So it's sad. You know, we've talked about it before on here. You know, if you look at how much money spent on Coca-Cola in advertising and how much money spent on broccoli in advertising, right? Like there's no comparison, you know, so.
I guess, especially in the US, there's obviously a massive financial consideration for if you get sick. Like, it is very different for us over here because we have free healthcare. So I think people here have this oh, I'll be looked after. There's no, like, you're never going to have to pay for your healthcare here. So when you do get ill, everything gets sorted out for you. And I think that can be detrimental in a way, because in the lead up to it, because people don't have that fear over having to pay out loads of money if they do get sick.
I think that's certainly a piece of it. I think there's another piece to it. Like, if we take smoking a cigarette, for example, like one cigarette is not going to kill you, right?
Yeah.
And people just take that mindset, chocolate cake isn't going to kill me, and it's just how you're treating your body over time. I'll never forget. I talked to a doctor one time. He was explaining, like cholesterol, like bad cholesterol necessarily isn't bad at a moment. Right. But he's like, if I'm tapping on this computer for the next 15 years, eventually this computer is going to crack and break. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mindset that we all need to kind of think about and take in that it's not one day, it's the day to day, every day for multiple years of how we're treating our body. Eventually it breaks down, eventually it cracks. And for the most part, some of it's not repairable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just the mindset of the majority of our society these days.
Yeah.
And you're right. People think, there's a drug for that. There's a repair for that. Right. Like, we're not cars, guys. Like, your car lasts 7 years if you're lucky. Like, we want to last 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So healthcare over sick care. That can be our
always
motto.
Always, for sure. And if you go about it that way, I mean, you're going to live a long, happy life and do it in fasting.
Yeah. Let's go on to some of our non-scale victories from our members.
I'd love to. I've been on our community over the last couple of days, and I've been blown away by the amount of sharing that's been going on. So yeah, please.
It's really cool. So I have one here. Somebody just said non-scale victory, sleep. So people are sleeping so, so much better.
Huge, huge. Yeah.
Steve said, my Thursday non-scale victory is keeping this chocolate in my desk drawer and using it as a reminder of where I came from and how much I've improved.
You know, I love those because people don't realize that the transformation that's happening there. And I think people need to stop for a second and realize. I had a one-on-one client the other day talk to me about something similar. I was like, look, you don't realize that you would have had this before. You would have eaten those chocolates before. Like, you don't get it. Like, your life would have been so different prior to the approach or prior to your weight loss journey. They just don't understand. And so amazing. I love those.
Christine said, I'm slowly learning to let go of things in my life that I have no control over and embrace the things that I do. It's been a hard one for me, but I'm getting there.
Love it. Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. Julianne said, home cooking, focusing on home cooked items instead of leaning on the convenience of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to work today. It took me an hour, even in the rain.
can I say, I don't know who I saw that. Somebody inspired
me. That was Kat.
Subconsciously, I didn't even realize it because I did read it. And now that you're saying it, I dropped off my car. This was an hour ago to get new tires on my car. And it's about, 3 miles away. And I walked back. I could have ordered an Uber. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so silly. By the time the Uber gets here, I could have been halfway, And so I walked home. It took me an hour and I walked home. So,
love that.
Yeah.
Leanne said, less joint pain. I've noticed my knees aren't bugging me at all. It's really awesome to see such an improvement.
Such a diversity of all these non-skill wins.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
Absolutely. More for sleep, more energy.
Mm-hmm.
My secret Santa gave me 2 containers of candy at work. I gave it to a coworker to avoid any temptation.
All right. Okay. Big win.
Lisa said, my relationship with food. I've learned to eat to fuel my body. I love how I look at food now, and I'm not afraid to actually eat and enjoy my food. And I never beat myself up for enjoying something occasionally. I used to sabotage myself if I ate a dessert. I'd be like, well, I've messed up now, might as well indulge in everything all day long. Mm-hmm. I think that's super, super common.
That's a huge one, right? Just the mindset of everything.
Yeah. Somebody said, consistency, day 7 of the approach, and I'm celebrating not breaking my fast until 11 a.m. on all 7 days. Consistency wins.
Okay.
What else have we got?
Yeah.
Without all the chemicals and sugar, my body doesn't ache all over.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, especially some of those artificial sweeteners, for sure. Yeah.
Someone said, I put on a pullover this morning and it just hung on me, as opposed to the last couple of winters when it was uncomfortably tight to wear.
How good is that feeling?
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, that is the best feeling ever, right? When they just, your pants like just slip on, like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. Damon said he walked to axe throwing rather than Ubering.
I saw that. That was a cool one. I like the whole, I'm like picturing like the scene, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I love
he's
it.
In like some axe throwing community or group or something like that, yeah. He said, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Lisa again said, going from a tight size 14 to a size 6, which is wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leanne, I manage a bakery. Yesterday, everyone was sampling a new dessert. I said, no, I'm not in my eating window.
So you save it for later, maybe?
Maybe. Jeanette says, my first time ever in my life not counting calories, not weighing anything, and not obsessing over the number on the scale.
Yeah.
More for meditation. Yeah, there's so many in there. It's just been such a joy to see them.
Yeah, eating more, losing more. That I like that one too. That's when that pops up. No, it's been unbelievable. Again, the coaches came up with this challenge, and so kudos to them. I cannot take credit for this one at all. And it's been amazing to see everybody's responses in the community.
So. Yeah, it has. Yeah, more to come.
More to come. Yeah, we're doing this for a week. Is that right?
Yeah. So people have to come up with a different one every single day this week. So that's really why we're like getting such a range.
They're not just putting in like feel better, right? They're like putting in some serious thought into it, which is neat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool. Good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was awesome. I want to thank everybody for listening in today. Again, if you guys want more information about the Approach program, it's the simplest thing in the world. When you're ready to start your weight loss journey, just go to the App Store, or the Play Store, and download the Approach, and we'll get you set up. You'll get your coach, you'll get the meal plans, you'll get the community, you'll get it all, and you'll start losing weight your first week. So very cool. Thank you so much, Victoria.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care, guys.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.